Yeah, by our case, since these houses facing the river, they do not have any entrance to the city, I cannot use them for shear. So Meili was stuck. He thought, now still I'm going to have to knock a hole in the back of the house to make an entrance into the city. His hilkach navdin tibiyah. Maybe I have to make a hole here. I have to make the window. Hodarama, then he was chayzen. Hodarama, tibiyah namiloy boy. No, I do not have to break a hole in these houses. To Yehu Beit Tivna. There was a case of a Beit Tivna. That means a storage house where you store the wheat. You store the hay there. To Hebele Lamar Ba Pufadisoi. It belonged to my Pufadisoi. Mi Pufadisa. That's where it belonged. Vishav Yashir La Pufadisa. When they made an Erev around this city, Pufadisa, they left out this Beit Tivna. That was the Shir. Now, what's a Beit Tivna? It's come out nothing. It's just a storage house. You store the Tua there. So you see, Strashi, the Hu Beit Tivna, for a minute, come on, Lachak Reb Shimon, to lay boy nun diur in the Shir. You do not have to have 50 people living there. Mashma, any little thing you have left over is called a shir. So Mela, here also, since I have these three houses that are left out of the city, even though they do not have an entrance into the city, so what? It's not worse than a Beit Tivna. It's not worse than a house just used to store a tzfur in. It's also not livable. Still, it's called a shir. So I say to leave out of the city, any little bit I leave out is kosher. So Mela figured I could use these three houses without knocking the window out in the back. Omar, then he said, this is what my Rebbe told me, make sure you know what you're doing. Because see here, he had a lot of sveikis. He was about to tell them to have to break their house down in the back. He was about to tell them to break a window in the back of the house. And if that would have been the wrong halacha, they would have come to complain to the Beis HaMedrash, you made us ruin our house. So that's what he told them at the beginning, be careful to pass in the right way. And Kachevi, he passed in the right way, that they do not have to break a window open in the back, they can use this for shear the way they are. Right. Elim came also chutzla kir chadosha. We're saying now, if you have an ear that belongs to a rabbin, the locker is you cannot make an Erev all around the city, but you have to leave over shear, you have to leave outside the Erev, how many people? Like an ear chadosha, like a new city. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Ir achas hoyse Yehuda. There was one city in Yehuda. The Chadosha Shema. Its name was Chadosha. V'hoye bo nun diurin. And it had 50 people living there. Made up from anoshim v'noshim ataf. Men, women, and children. Uvohoye mesharim rechachomim. V'hi hoyse shir. This was the city that they said you have to leave outside your city. In other words, you have to leave out 50 people living outside the Erev in order to make it kosher. When you make an Erev around a big city that belongs to 600,000 people, you have to leave outside the Erev at least 50 people. So people will know in the city that even though we're allowed to carry, but we know there are some people that can't carry, so they remember that the Loch on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry out on Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah says, that you have to have 50 people. Iboilu, Chadosha Mao. What's going to be the Loch of a Chadosha, a city that came to Shia of a Chadosha? So the Gemara Chadosha, ki echad iyu have ishiel l'gedoylo, gedoylo nami have ishiel l'ktana. His davar miner is metchila you had this big city. So we're saying now you're putting the Erev around most of the city, but this small section of 50 people we're leaving them outside the Erev. They don't have included in the Erev of the city. Now let's say those 50 people want to make their own Erev separately. Are they allowed to make the Erev all around the 50 people? Or do we say no, those 50 people can't make it all around them, they have to make a shir, leave over some people? Hey, what's the loch of the Chadosha? This city left, these 50 people left out, what din do they have? The Teretz was Chadosha. Just like these 50 people have the same shear to the big city, and they're matter the big city to make the Erev around them, is gedoyla nami have a shear l'ktano. Pshita, that the big city is considered a shear to these people, and these people are allowed to make their own Erev. Elo, the shailer is, kein chadosha mau. What's the loch of a city, kein chadosha? So loch it's mashma, the shailer is, let's say metchili had a city of 600,000 people. So we said in the Mishnah, even though it got smaller, people moved out, still it has that din, that you can't make the Erev all around the city. What's going to be though now if the city got so small that most of everybody moved out, you only have 50 people living there. So the whole city came down to a shear of a chadasha now. There are only 50 people left in the city. Ma dino, what's the din? Do we still consider it like an ir chadasha that you have to put, you can't put an erev all around these 50 people? Or maybe no. Since the city got so small now to the size of only 50 people, you're allowed to put an erev all around the city. It's a machlekes. Rafuner Yehuda. Chadoma boyishir. No. Since at the beginning this city did have 600,000 people, even though now it got so small, still you have to have a shir. The chadom aloy boy shir. That's what we pass on halacha. If the city got so small that now there are only 50 people there, you do not have to have a shir around this erev. Right. We have Shimon Oimer Gimel Chatzeres. The Mishnah says, if Shimon says you don't have to leave over a place where 50 people live, it's enough to leave over 3 Chatzeres, that each one has 2 houses. Omer Rav Choma Bar Gruya, Omer Rav Halacha Krib Shimon. You can be Mekol like Krib Shimon. When you leave outside the city, you just have to leave over 6 Chatzeres. A 3 Chatzeres, and with 6 houses. We have Yitzchak Omer Afilo Bayesech. He's even Mekol. You leave out just 1 house outside the city, that's enough. The chotzer achas and 1 chotzer. For the Gemara, chotzer achas hakadaitach. Like what's a chotzer by itself? Eleima bayis achas bechotzer achas. Even though it's only 1 house that has 1 chotzer in front of it, that's also called a shir. You're allowed to put the erev all around the city. Just leave out 1 house. Omalei abayin Rab Yosef. Hod Rab Yitzchok. Gemara isvara. That that you hear from Rab Yitzchok that he can be makel so much, even 1 house, is it? Is it a Gemara? No, you heard it from your Rebbe. A Svara, you stop saying itself in a Svara. Omalei, he answered back, my nafkulo minei. What's the difference if it's a Svara or it's a Gemara? So Tosfos learns the Pshat from the Gemara's Kasher is that since we said, Mishum, he said, my nafkulo minei, kolema, ho paskin liyak Reb Shimon. The Kasher was, we passed like Reb Shimon anyway, that you have to have 3 Chatzeres, with 6 houses there. So since that's the halacha, my nafkamina, now that I say a new halacha, I hold my shita is 1 house. Like my nafkamina, if it's a gemara or if it's a svara, we don't hold like him anyway. So what's the difference? And this he answered back, omalei, gemara gomer zemutet, hey, when you're learning gemara, is it like a song? No. A song, you don't care who made it up, yes or no. We're learning gemara every little bit, you have to know. You have to know, did you say it by yourself? It's your own story you said? Or did you know it's from your Rebbe? Even such a thing is kedai to know. Yeah. But Allah ta'ala we talk old, even a bias echod is enough. Now I think more paskin Allah Reb Shimon, when we talk a paskin, you can go to kula. And still has erev when you go to kula, then when you make an erev around the city, all you have to leave out is just 1 house. Leave out 1 house, it's enough. So the Mishnah. Mishahoya b'mizrach. Somebody was on the east side. Now the Havamina is, he's on the east side of his house. The Yomal Benoi, and he told his son, Arav li b'mariv. You should know, go make an Erev Tchumah for me on the Marav side of my house. Hey, tomorrow I want to walk like 3,000 Amis, the Marav west side of my house. So put an Erev 2,000 Amis out so I could walk another 2,000 Amis. Or else the Marav, the person was standing on Marav, he was standing on the west side of his house. The Yom Lebanon, he told his son, Erev Shabbos, Arav Libimizrach, go out to the field to the east of my house and put an Erev Tchumah all the way out in the east. Because tomorrow I want to walk more than 2,000 amas east of my house. Is what's the halacha? Im yesh menu lebeisoy alpayim ama. Let's say from where the person is standing. Now to get home, he could get home. He's standing there Friday afternoon, and he's able to walk home. He's less than 2,000 amas away from his house. The Erev, let's say, is another 1,000 amas further than his house. Now where he is standing at the beginning, Ben Ashmoshois, he cannot walk to where the Erev is. Like he's standing all the way down here, and his house is in the middle, and he told his son, put the Erev down here. Now, Lamaisa, he's here, Ben Ashmoshes. Now, at the beginning of Shabbos, if you're going to tell me that where the son put down the Erev is Chal, where is he now? He's more than 2,000 amas away from that Erev. So the locha would be, if you're out of the Yitchun, you're not allowed to walk more than Dal Damas. So to be that locha then, he could only walk Dal Damas from where he's standing. Mashenkin, if the Erev where the son put down would not be Chal, but the Erev where his house would be Chal, then he's in the Tchum of his house, so he's allowed to walk back to his house, and he's allowed to walk from his house all around 2,000 Amis. So if that's a Svara, then in this case, the person does not want the Erev that his son made to be Chal, he would rather that be Botel, and he would rather have the Tchum of his house, because from his house, he could walk back to the house around 2,000 amos. But if with the sun put the Erev, which is 3,000 amos away from where he's standing now, if that's going to be where Shris is going to be Chal, right now he's out of his chum. A person out of his chum can't walk down the amos. Sabad, it's not kedai for this person that the Erev where his son put should be Chal. Sabad, we say in Sforo, the Erev where the house is Chal. That's what the Mishnah says. From where he's standing now in the field, he's within 2,000 amos from his house. So he could be part of his house. But to be from his Erev, he's more than 2,000 amos away. Is mutla base of Yosel Leruvay. We say Avad in Svara, the Erev is Chal where he lives in his house, and he can walk back home, but he's not allowed to walk to his Erev, means you can't use the Erev to be a Tchum 2,000 amos from the Erev. You have to walk only a radius of 2,000 amos around your house. What about Leruvay Apayim, where your son put the Erev, you're within 2,000 amos from that Erev. Abu Lebesoy, yes, Mikan. But for when your house is, you're more than 3,000 amos away from your house. Then the locha is also Lebesoy. Avada, your Erev is not Chal in your house. Because if it will be Chal where you live, Lemaisa, now you're 3,000 amos away at the beginning of Shabbos, so you'd be also to walk Dal Damas. You can't walk more than Dal Damas. So, Avada, that's not a svar, it's not Chal there. Abamutal Eruvay. Here we say it's more Mistarvi, you want the Erev where your son made. Where your son made the Erev, so you're within 2,000 amas distance, so it's good. You could walk to where the Erev is. The Erev is Chal. And from the Erev, you're allowed to walk a distance all around it, 2,000 amas. The Eburei Shalir, that means 70 amas outside the city. If you put the Erev within the first 70 amas out of the city, you did not do anything. Because Ashton's halacha we had before is like one man the yama. The first 70 amas outside the city is considered like part of the city. You don't measure the tchum, the 2,000 amas, only if you gave the first 70 amas. So the moshul, let's say in the middle of the city, your city, you put an Erev down. It means nothing. Because in the city that you live, those city is like your dalad amas. And you have a right to walk outside any part of the city, 2,000 amas. So if you put an Erev down any place in the city, it means nothing. Because those cities like your Dalad Amos even without the Erev. So your Erev means nothing. See here also, if you put your Erev outside the Ibura Shalir in the first 70 Amos out of the city, since that's also considered part of the city, it's like nothing. You have that Mokkan anyway without putting it down. So you didn't do anything if you put it down Ibura Shalir. Like Rashi says, Ibura Shalir, B'echad min abatim o'indim b'toich shiv mamav shirayim. So Rashi learns better, this goes according to everybody. If you put your Erev in a house that's within 70 amos from the city. Now the halacha is, any house that's within 70 amos from the city is considered part of the city. So where does the tchum start? Out of that house. So if you put Yerev there, you didn't gain anything. It's like putting Yerev down in the middle of the city. In the middle of the city, it's nothing. Because those city anyway is like your dalad amos, and you can walk outside the city 2,000 amos with the Yerev, without the Yerev. So the Yerev means nothing. Is as the ruva deburah shalir leyosav leklum. What about nos no chutz letchum? You put it outside the tchum. So the Gemara will explain, it doesn't mean mamash you put it 2,000 amas out of the city. Because if you put it more than 2,000 amas, so it's not chal. Since you're in the city, and your Erev is going to be more than 2,000 amas, you won't be able to walk at all. That means chutz letchum means chutz deburah shalir. You put it more than 70 amas out of the city. Then the locher is, it's a good Erev. That now that you put your Erev, let's say like 100 amas outside the city. So you gain on the deal now, that now you're allowed to walk 2,000 amas, plus this first 100 amis where the Erev is. So if you put your Erev out of the Iburei, more than 70 amis out of the city, then you gain something. What's the locha? Afilu amachas, even if you only put it 72 amis out of the city, you gain. Now, masha niskar hu mafsid. What you gain going one way, you lose going the other way. Lamashul, if you have this here of the city, and you put your Erev right out here, so it's true. The going this way now, you could walk more than 2,000 amis. You could walk the distance that you put the Erev out, you gain on the deal. Let's say you put the Erev 50 amis out, so you're allowed to walk now 2,050 amis this way. Now what about to walk the other way of the city? Other way of the city, you lose out. That Lamashul, you have to start counting where your Erev is. So the first 50 amis to the city is included in your tchum. Now, we'll see the halacha. If the city is less than 2,000 amas long, that the whole city is within your tchum from your Erev is, those cities considered like dalad amas only. Then we say, you only count the 50 amas here. Now you're allowed to go now 1,950 amas further. But the 50 yamish you gain this way, you lose the other way. Because since you put your tchum, your erev, outside the city that way, that's where you measure now 2,000 amis. So the same way you gain going that way, you lose going the other way. Trashi masha niskar. L'ruach zeh nifsa the ruach shekenegdoi. Sherei mono min erev alpayim l'cha ruach. If you nostr b'soif el l'mizrach, you lose the other way. If you only go one way, going back the other way, you have to count where the erev is. So the Gemara. Kosalka daitach, we thought. Le Mizrach Beisai. It means that the person standing on the east side of his house, Le Marav, or else where the person is standing is Le Marav Beisai, on the west side of his house. So they might have to have a meaning. That the person was standing one side of his house, and he told the son, put the Erev the other side of my house. It's not Gemara. Bishleim hei menu le Beisai paimama. Bishleim in the case where he could walk to his house, that's within 2,000 Amis. Abu Le Ruvei Yosemikan. But since he told his son, put the Erev on the other side of my house, his poshid, he was standing all the way east of his house. And he told his son, put the Erev all the way west of the house. So then I understand. The house could be only less than 2,000 amas away from the person. But with his son put the Erev west of the house, he can't walk there. To walk there, it's more than 2,000 amas. So that's good, the ratio of the Mishnah. That we say, where the Erev the son put down is not chal, because then he would be chusat tchum, he would have nothing. But his Erev is chal, where his house is. Now we understand. His bishleim hei menu ula beisoi al paimama. Uli eruva yasa mikan mishkachas lo. Dematin le beisoi vlematin le ruvai. Since the son is the opposite side where you are from your house, you could walk to the house, that's within 2,000 amis. But to walk to where your son put the Erev down, west of the house, that's more than 3,000 amas away from you, you can't get there. Ella, how do you have the other case of the Mishnah? Hey, manuli Erev alpayim amah. We're saying now that you could walk to the Erev, that's within your 2,000 amas. Obulo beisa yesemikan. But to walk to your house, that's more than 2,000 amas. It's heichim ishkakas lom. If you're telling me now the house is in the middle, and you're one side of the house, and you told your son to put the Erev the other side of the house, how is it possible to say you could walk to the Erev that is 2,000 Amos in your distance, but to the house that's in the middle is more than 2,000 Amos? How could you have that? That's a stira. Like if the house is in between you and the sun, you can't say that the sun is less than 2,000 Amos away from you, but the house is more than 2,000 Amos. So how could that be? And the Gemara, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Mi Savrit, Le Mizrach Beisoi, Le Mar Beisoi. Does it say that you're standing the opposite side of your house that your son is? You're standing on the east side of your house, and the son is standing on the west side of the house. Loi, le mizrach b'noi. It just means wherever your son is, you're on the east side, the east of your son. Lamar b'noi. And west just means you're west of your son. But we don't know where the house is. It's no kasha. It's just saying your son is standing down the road, and you're standing here. So you tell your son to make the Erev there. So it's possible your house is all the way left. So maybe from your house, you are 2,000 amas distance. But where your son is 3,000 amas distance. So therefore we say, you can walk to your house, not to your son. And it could be just the opposite way. Your son is within 2,000 amas away from you, and your house is all the way down the other way, 3,000 amas away. So Mizrach doesn't mean the house is in the middle. It just means wherever your son is, you're Mizrach side of your son. Where the house is, we're not talking about. Rabba Barab Shelo Omar Afilu Teima Le Mizrach Beisai. No, we're talking about your east of your house and Lamar Beisai, and or else your west of your house. And Taki, your son is the opposite side of your house. So there the kasha is, how could you walk to the Erev and not walk to the house? That there it is, Kigoyin Dekoyi Beisai Balachsunai. Your house is in a lachs and a diagonal from where you are. Like you have this picture here in Rashi. You're standing on the bottom here. It's like a true. The house is all the way alaxed and is diagonally from you on the left side. And the Erev is straight across. So the Erev could be, it's exactly 2,000 amas away from you. Mashenkin, even though the Erev is a little bit Mizrach side of your house. And the house really is in the middle. But since your house is all the way diagonally away from you to walk to your house, is more than 2,000 amas. So you're going to have the case to walk straight up to the Erev, it's only 2,000 amas away. But to walk diagonally to your house is more than 2,000 amas away. Therefore, there's no stira. Right. Ha'noisen eruvoi b'toichi burei. If you put your Erev within the 70 yamas of the city, you did not do anything. Then it says, no, chutz tetchum. But if you put your Erev chutz tetchum, then it is good. So the Gemara, salka daitach, the Gemara, chutz tetchum, salka daitach, is it possible to say you put the Erev outside the tchum? if you put Yerev more than 2,000 amas out of the city, Vaitis not called a good Erev. Because since you're in your house, so you're not allowed to walk 2,000 amas. So you're again considered you're out of your 2,000 amas, you won't be allowed to walk more than Dal Damas. So how could the Mishnah say you put Yerev chutz more than 2,000 amas away from you? There's no such Erev like that. El Eimu, the Mishnah means chutz liyibura. It just means you put your tchum out of the first 70 amas away from the city. So then it's good. If you put Yerev within the first 70 amas of the city, you didn't do anything. But that, because that's considered part of the city. But once you go 70 amas out of the city, that's not considered part of the city. So if you put an Erev outside that area, you gain on the deal. If you put the Yerev Mizrach side of the city, you gain now, you can walk another 2,000 amas away from Yerev. You're allowed to walk more to the Mizrach than you would be allowed to walk without Yerev. Aber mashenis garhu masid. But you should know, the, like the 100 amas or the 1,000 amas you gain going Mizrach side, you should know when you walk the other way, Marav side of the city, you lose it. That if you would have been part of the city, you'd be allowed to walk 2,000 amas Marav side. But now that you put Yerev 1,000 amas out Mizrach side, when you walk Marav side of the city, you can only walk 1,000 amas out. Because the first 1,000 amas you're walking back to the city, from your Erev to the city, that's 1,000 amas. Then the whole city is like Dalad amas, and from outside the city you only have one more 1,000 amas. So walking backwards from your Erev, going Marav, you lose. Now walking outside the city, you can only walk 1,000 amas. If you would have been part of the city, you could walk 2,000 amas out. Now that you're not part of the city, you made Yerev 1,000 amas Mizrach of the city. Walking back Marav, you can only walk 1,000 amas Marav of the city. So the Gemara, Mashaniska Vesuloi, you only lose what you gain. So in other words, we're not including the length of the city. Mashma, the whole city is considered like Dalad amas. So if you put Yerev Mizrach side of the city 1,000 amas, when you want to walk Marav side now, you're allowed to walk back to the city and through the whole city, and at the other end of the city, you can walk another 1,000 amas. So we're only losing the 1,000 amas, but the length of the city you're not losing. That's the kashanam. For the Mar Mashaniska Vesulo, only the 1,000 amas you gain, but the extra 1,000, but the space of the city, you're not losing. For the Mar Vatanya, we learn out like that. Ha noisen eseruvai b'toich ibur shalir. If you put an Erev Tchumin in the middle of the Ibur, that means the first 70 Amas outside the city, you did not do anything. Because that's considered part of the city anyway. So with the Erev, without the Erev, it's the exact same halacha. That the old city and the 70 Amas outside, or the way Rashi said, that there's a house within 70 Amas outside the city, so that's considered part of the city, so you're still part of the city. What about Nosno Chutzli Ibur Shalir? You put an Erev Tchumin good outside the 70 Amas of the city. Afilo amachas, even only one armor out of that. So you chal your shvisa now one armor out on that side. Let's say you put it mizvach side. So you gain one armor on the mizvach side. Is mishtaker oisa armor? You gain that armor. Abu mafsid as kol oir kulam. You should know when you want to walk back the other way now marav side. When you start walking, you're only allowed to walk mamish 2,000 armor. That's all. And even though the 2,000 amas stop in the middle of the city, you're not allowed to walk to the end of the city anymore. Since you put your Erev now outside the city, even though it's only one amar outside the city, that's where you're kind of shvisam. And you're allowed to walk from that spot now 2,000 amas all around. If you want to walk back now, Marav side, you can only walk mamish 2,000 amas, not more. When you get your 2,000 amas part, if it ends in the middle of the city, you have to stop there. You can't walk more. So you see, you lose much more. He has called it Yerkula, Mevnei Shemidas here, Oilolo, Bemidas Atchum, because the length of the city is included in Yotchum. So, Chorot Sestira. Mevnei Shemidas here, Oilolo, Kemidas Atchum. Chorot Sestira. Here at Samash, if you put the Erev right outside the city, when you start walking back towards the city, you only have 2,000 amas, that's all. And our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says, you put your tchum outside the city here, you only lose this distance, this 50 yamas here. Then Mashmi can walk throughout the whole city, is not included, and you have now 2,000 amas more, just less the 50 yamas. And the other Bryce says, no, when you put your tchum outside the city, you can only walk 2,000 amas back. And if it ends in the middle of the city, that's all. You can't even go outside the city. So here's the stira. Have the Gemara like this, like Kasha. Kancha kolsa midosa b'chatzi ir. Kancha kolsa midosa b'sveifu ir. It depends where your 2,000 amas end. Okul Rav Idi. The Amar Rabbi Idi. Amar Rabbi Shurban Levi. Ho yemoidit. If somebody put his tchum outside the city, And now he starts measuring 2,000 amos from where his Erev is. And he starts walking back towards the city. And when he measures now coming back into the city, the 2,000 amos point where his Erev is, when he's walking back towards the city, if it ends 2,000 amos in the middle of the city, ain lo yelachatzi ir. You should know that's all. You can't walk more. We do not consider the whole ear like da'od amos, but we cut the city part of the measurements. In other words, if the Erev is mamish, like if the Erev is only 50 amos outside the city, but the city is a very long city, it's more than 3,000 amos long, the city. So then we say you start walking back, and when it ends in the middle of the city at 2,000 amos part, that's all. You can't walk more at all. That's Pshan this Braisa. Our mission though is talking about where the city is not so long. When you're allowed to walk back from Yeriv, walking back 2,000 amos, the whole city is only 1,000 amos long. So you're allowed to walk mamish through the whole city and even out of the city. Once your 2,000 amos go past the city, then we consider the whole city only like Dalad amos. We don't even include it. And then we say you can go further the rest of Yitzchum. Let's say when you measure 2,000 amis, it goes past the city. Hey, the city is only 1,000 amis long, and your measurements now 2,000 amis goes past the city. Then nasis loyir kula kedalad amis. Then the whole city is only considered mamish like dalad amis. O mashlimim loyas asharim. Then we say if your Erev was outside the city, let's say 100 amos this way. So you're allowed to walk back 100 amos towards the city. Then the whole city is only kedalad amos. And then your mamash is allowed to walk now the rest of your tchum, just minus 100. So that's Pshan now Mishnah, that the extra 100 amos you gain the right way, you only lose it going back the left way. You only lose those 100 amos. That's providing the city is not longer than your 2,000 amos. So if your tchum walking backwards passes over the city, then we don't include the city. The city is like Dalad amos. So modern halacha, but that's halacha. If the 2,000 amos end in the middle of the city, then that's it. You can only walk 2,000 amos, not more. But if the 2,000 amos goes past the city, then we look like those cities only Dalad amos. That's what Yavidi says. Is who said this? This is Ravidi himself didn't like this pshat. Hey, Ravidi said this over Ravidi, Amr Yeshua ben Levi. Has Ravidi said it over the name of Yeshua ben Levi? Says he himself didn't like this pshat. He says, Ein Eilu el Divrei Nevius. This is like a Navi talking. Like we're saying, Meinaf Gemina, where the Tchum ends. Meinaf Gemina, the Tchum ends in the middle of the city, then you only count 2,000 Amis. But if it ends more than that, if the Tchum of your 2,000 goes past the whole city, then we say the whole city is only Kedalad amos, and you don't lose it all. The Gur is no swear from that. That the Lushin ain el divri nevius is mali kolsa v'chatsir, mali kolsa v'soifir. Might ask you mean where it ends. Does it end in the middle of the city, or does it end at the end of the city? B'manoshoch, if you're telling me now that you put the Erev outside the city, so walking backwards, you only have a payimama. Good. No matter where it ends, even if it goes past the city, you should not be allowed to walk more than 2,000 amis. What kind of swear is this? If it goes past the city, then you don't include the city at all. If it goes in the middle of the city, then you do include the city. So more or less the swear he blights by kasha. Is Omar Rava Tavayo Taninu. So Rava says, no, there's no kasha, it's not a stirum. Now as we learned like this, that's taka the locha. The locha where there is such a chilik, where the tchum ends. If your tchum ends in the middle of the city, that's it. That the tchum ends at the end of the city, then those cities only kedalad amos. All right, the lachas we'll see tomorrow. The swirls he says why.